Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Sabbathing for Health. I had a great time on the ILBA podcast with Rusty Rabin. Rusty wanted to dig a little deeper into the five chapters I wrote about a shepherd's health. Quite simply, we cannot give to others what we do not possess ourselves. So if the shepherd isn't mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally healthy, he cannot give health to the sheep under his care. Rusty and I specifically chatted about what Jesus did to remain at optimal physical health, because as I point out, without physical health, it's hard to be healthy in any of the other areas. Take a listen.
A couple of things I'd like for you to touch on that you write about as means toward this end of health. And one of those things that you refer to and write about is the whole observance of Sabbath. Yes. What's the role and importance of Sabbath in the health of a pastor shepherd?
Well, quite simply, I mean, we get squeezed, you know, when you're ministering, it's being squeezed out of you. I think about when that woman came up behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, and he said that. He goes, I could feel it flow out of me, that something was happening. We see even when Jesus gets done speaking to a group of people, he says to his disciples, you guys take off. I'm going to dismiss the crowd, and I need to have some time alone. I've got to pray. I've got to worship. I have to recharge because I've just been so depleted. And I think that there's sometimes a thought in some pastors' minds that they have to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that they don't really have that downtime or that off time. And that's only going to last for so long. And so one of the things I notice about the life of Jesus, if you look on the Sabbath day, and if we take the Sabbath day and the other 6 days, we don't really see him doing anything differently on those days. We don't see him like saying, well, this is the Sabbath day, so I'm not going to do this. On any day of the week, you might see him teaching in the synagogue, walking with his friends, eating a meal in somebody's home, healing somebody. But what we see about Jesus is taking those times when he knows that he needs to withdraw. And so that's why I use the term Sabbathing, as opposed to just saying, let's take a strict day. And because that sometimes can almost feel a little legalistic. But I think that there are times that you have to say, okay, you know what? I'll give a personal example for me. I've learned that when I do funerals, when I officiate at a funeral, that is one of the most physically, spiritually, emotionally draining times that I'm going to go through. And so I put on my calendar after the time of the funeral, I block out a couple, 3 hours, and I just put that down in my calendar, recovery. If somebody asks me, you know, can you do something? No, I'm unavailable. I don't have to say anything else. I just say I'm unavailable. And during that time, that's when I come back home and turn off my phone, and I might lay down, take a 30-minute nap. I might go for a walk. I have to replenish because I've got nothing left to give. And so I think that we need to be very tuned in. The Holy Spirit will tell us, hey, you need to stop. It's time for a break. You need to pause. I quote in the book, a friend of mine once, and I was in high school, in fact, when he said this to me, he said, I'm going to head home now. And I kind of looked at my watch. I was going to give him a hard time, like it's a little early. And he said, you know, I've learned that sometimes one of the most spiritual things I can do is go to bed early. And I said, what? And he said, well, think about it. He said, if I'm physically tired, I can't focus on reading my Bible. If I close my eyes to pray, I start nodding off. If I'm physically tired, I'm not very patient and tolerant with people. He said, so if my body's run down, it affects just about everything else in my life. And that always stuck with me. But you see that with Jesus, you never see him saying to somebody, sorry, I'm too tired. But he listened to the Holy Spirit saying, hey, it's time to, you're on the boat right now. You have nothing else to do. Take a nap, dismiss the crowd, and you need to spend some time praying. So we need to be very tuned into that, I think, for our own health.
But if we're climbing the wrong ladder, living by the wrong set of values, pursuing yes. the American cultural version of success. We're not going to do that, are we?
No, because then it's go, 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 go all yeah. the time.
As I mentioned, in Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I take five chapters to unpack all of the various aspects of a leader's health, along with some practical steps anyone can take. I'd also encourage you to check out a post that I wrote on how Jesus practiced Sabbathing during his earthly ministry. The link is in the show notes. I'll be sharing more clips from this interview soon, so please stay tuned. If you'd like to check out other clips that I've already shared, those links are also in the show notes. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.